Now as we begin the 10th chapter, I'm reading, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Now, very frankly, this is a very remarkable statement our Lord is making. You see what had happened in the last chapter. This man, born blind, had been excommunicated. He'd been put out of the temple and put out from the worship of God in the temple. And they now have challenged the Lord Jesus, and they actually are rejecting him. And he made it very clear that they had rejected him. And they asked him the question, "Are we blind also?" He made it very clear that they were blind. Now, he puts forth, actually, his credentials here. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold." Now, we need to notice very carefully what he means by the sheepfold. The sheepfold is the nation Israel. And what he's saying to them is that he came in by the door. Because he goes on to say, "But if he doesn't enter by the door, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Now, this is a tremendous claim that he's making here, and it's this: Israel is the sheepfold. He came in by the door. Others have had to climb over some other way. What does he mean, he came in by the door into the sheepfold? Well, he came in legally. He came in fulfillment of prophecy of the Old Testament, and he came in a very orderly manner. Now, you'll notice that he was born under the law in the fullness of time. Paul says in Galatians, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Now, he came in according to the Mosaic law. And you find out that when he was 8 days old, they took him to the temple. All of that was fulfilled, as we saw back in the Gospel of Luke, that this was a fulfillment of that which made him born according to the law. But not only that, he came in the line of David, according to prophecy. He was born at Bethlehem, according to prophecy. He was not only in the line of David, but he was born of a virgin. And by this time, he was a stem out of Jesse. It could say David, but didn't. Isaiah said, "A stem shall come out of Jesse." Because you see, when the Lord Jesus was born, the line of David had dropped back to the level of peasant. Jesse was a farmer down in Bethlehem. Raised sheep, by the way. And David was the king. His son had the anointing oil poured on him. Now the kingly line. Now the Lord Jesus is born in the line of David. But by the time he came, he's a stem out of Jesse. He was a carpenter, wore carpenter's robe. But all of this is in fulfillment of the prophecy. He said he didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And he came in by the door. He was the Messiah, and he came in by the door. And the one that enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, anybody else would have to come over the fence some other way. No one else could have fulfilled prophecy as he did. No one else could have the credentials that he did, because he said that the works that I perform, they testify to him. And a little later on, he made that very clear to them. He says in verse 25, "Jesus answered them, I told you and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me." Now, what are the works? What's the proof? He's born in the line of David according to prophecy. He was introduced by John the Baptist. His teaching, his life, and his miracles all bore a testimony to the fact that he had come in by the door. What he's trying to say, they are classifying him as a thief and a robber who comes over the fence. And he makes it very clear that he's come in through the door and that anyone else that comes in will have to come in over the fence. This is a very strong claim, as you can see.